Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches railway projects worth more than 6,400 crore rupees at Raigarh in Chhattisgarh. Supreme Court to come under National Judicial Data Grid platform for tracking of pending cases. Centre reduces stock limit of wheat from 3,000 to 2,000 metric ton for wholesalers and big chain retailers. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says strategic relationship between India and the U.S. has never been more dynamic. And in Asia Cup cricket, crucial Super 4 match between Pakistan and Sri Lanka underway in Colombo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated to the nation railway projects worth more than 6,400 crore rupees in Chhattisgarh. Addressing a program organized in Kondatarai at Raigarh, the Prime Minister said these projects will provide a boost to socio-economic development in the region by facilitating the movement of passengers as well as freight traffic. He said the Indian model of combining welfare for the poor with modern development is gaining appreciation worldwide.
आधुनिक विकास की तेज रफ्तार के साथ ही गरीब कल्याण के भी तेज रफ्तार का भारतीय मॉडल आज पूरी दुनिया देख रही है, उसकी सराहना कर रही है। आज दुनिया की बड़ी बड़ी संस्थाएं भारत की सफलता से सीखने की बात कर रही हैं। ऐसा इसलिए क्योंकि आज विकास में देश के हर राज्य को, हर इलाके को बराबर प्राथमिकता मिल रही है।
These projects include Chhattisgarh East Rail Project Phase 1, 3rd Rail Line between Champa to Jamga, 3rd Rail Line between Pendra Road to Anuppur, and the merry-go-round system connecting Talaipalli Coal Mine to NTPC Lara Super Thermal Power Station. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for 50-bed critical care blocks in 9 districts of Chhattisgarh. Besides, the Prime Minister distributed 1 lakh sickle cell counselling cards. These cards have been distributed as part of the national mission to eradicate sickle cell anemia. Mr. Modi also addressed a public meeting organized by the Bharatiya Janata Party in Kondatarai at Raigarh in Chhattisgarh. Addressing the gathering, he said the underprivileged are the priority of the BJP.
BJP ki prathmikta chote kisan hai, आदिवासी किसान है। भाजपा का निरंतर प्रयास है कि छोटे किसानों की उपज और वनोपज उसको महत्व मिले, उन्हें अधिक से अधिक दाम मिले।
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of several development projects worth over 50,700 crore rupees at Bina in Madhya Pradesh. The projects include petrochemical complex at Bina refinery and 10 new industrial projects across the state. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud today announced that the Supreme Court of India will soon come under the National Judicial Data Grid NJDG platform, which provides tracking of pendency of cases. He emphasized that the inclusion of data in the NJDG will establish transparency and accountability within the realm of the judiciary. The Chief Justice said it is a unique platform which is developed by the NIC and in-house team of the Supreme Court. Until now, the platform has been collecting data only up to the level of high courts. The National Judicial Data Grid is a database of orders, judgments and case details of 18,735 district and subordinate courts and high courts created as an online platform under the e-courts project. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the announcement in a social media post. Mr. Modi said such harnessing of technology will further transparency and enhance the justice delivery system in the country. The fourth and last meeting of the G20 Sustainable Finance Working Group held under India's G20 presidency successfully concluded in Varanasi today with finalization of the 2023 G20 Sustainable Finance Report. The two-day meeting witnessed proactive engagement from over 80 delegates from G20 member countries, invitee countries and international organizations, including the World Bank, the New Development Bank and NGFS, among others. Many other organizations joined the meeting virtually.
The two-day meeting in Varanasi aimed at jointly agreeing on the final 2023 G20 Sustainable Finance Report that assimilates the works carried out by the SFWG in the form of recommendations for the identified priority areas. The fourth meeting also discussed the progress made by G20 members and international organizations on the G20 Sustainable Finance Roadmap. All through the SFWG meetings, both the co-chairs, US and China, members and invitee countries, as well as international organizations, actively participated and contributed in the finalization of deliverables as key outcomes under the SFWG this year. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Union Power Minister R.K. Singh today said the share of renewable energy in the total power generation in the country will rise to 65% by the year 2030. Stating that the power generation will rise to over 8 lakh megawatts by the year, he said the share of fissile-based energy will come down, though the quantum of power generation goes up. Addressing a media conference after a meeting of the Consultative Committee of Parliament members in Hyderabad, the Power Minister clarified that there is no proposal for fitting meters to the motors of farmers. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said the automobile industry is growing at a pace of over 10%. Addressing the fifth edition of the Auto Retail Conclave by the Federation of Automobile Dealers Associations of India, Mr. Gadkari said due to developed road infrastructure and green highways, the demand in the automobile industry is skyrocketing. The minister said this industry has given jobs to 4.5 crore youth of the country. With the slogans "Say No to Terrorism" and "Crush Terrorism," students in Bhadarwa today took out a strong rally in protest against terror attacks in the Anantnag and Rajouri districts of Jammu and Kashmir. The rally, which started from Girls Higher Secondary School Bhadarwa, was joined by hundreds of students from other schools and colleges. In Maharashtra, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has appealed to maintain social harmony and peace in the state while reiterating that the state government is determined to provide reservation in jobs and education to the Maratha community. The Chief Minister informed that the state government is taking concrete action on most of the demands of Jarange Patil and Maratha reservation protesters. Maratha activist Manoj Jarange Patil broke his fast today after a discussion with Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, who visited Jalna with Union Minister of State Rao Saheb Dhanbe and other state cabinet colleagues. In Bihar, the rescue and search operation for 10 missing people has been stopped in the swollen Bagmati River in Muzaffarpur district after sunset. Additional District Magistrate Ajay Kumar said 10 people, mostly girl students, are missing after a boat ferrying 30 people, mostly school students, capsized in the Gaighat area. The ill-fated boat capsized after it lost control due to heavy currents in the river. Around 20 people were rescued. NDRF and SDRF teams with local divers were pressed into the search operation. The search operation will resume tomorrow. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The centre has reduced the stock limit on wheat to 2,000 tonnes from the existing 3,000 tonnes for traders, wholesalers and big chain retailers. It has come into effect from today. Addressing media in New Delhi, Secretary of Food and Public Distribution Sanjeev Chopra said that traders, wholesalers and big chain retailers will get 1 month's time till the 12th of October to reduce their wheat stocks limit.
गेहूं का आज हमने जो निर्णय लिया है हमने स्टॉक लिमिट्स लगाई थी क्योंकि जो ट्रेडर्स और होलसेलर्स जो कि मौके का फायदा उठाकर कुछ ज्यादा होल्डिंग कर रहे थे तो उनको चेक में रखने के लिए स्टॉक लिमिट लगाई गई थी तो अब होलसेलर और ट्रेडर और बिग चेन रिटेलर उनको ये निर्देश दिया जा रहा है कि वो अपना स्टॉक 2000 टन तक रखें और उनको एक महीने का समय दिया गया है कि आने वाले एक महीने में जो उनका स्टॉक है वो 3000 से कम करके 2000 टन तक लाएं.
On sugar stock, Mr. Chopra clarified that there is adequate availability of sugar in the country. He said 85 lakh tons of sugar are available in the country, which is sufficient to meet the demand for 3.5 months. Mr. Chopra said there is adequate availability of wheat, rice, sugar and edible oils in the country.
गेहूं, चावल, चीनी और खाद्य तेल, इन सभी कमोडिटीज का पर्याप्त उपलब्धता हमारे देश में है. चीनी की उपलब्धता अभी आज की तारीख में 85 लाख टन है और 85 लाख टन आने वाले 3.5 महीनों के लिए पर्याप्त है.
In Kerala, a mobile lab team comprising 3 scientists and 4 technicians from the National Institute of Virology, Pune, arrived in Kozhikode today to assist the local authorities in managing Nipah virus infections. A high-level meeting in hybrid mode chaired by the State Health Minister, Veena George, was held this evening to take stock of the situation. The Ministry of Defence has emerged as the leading ministry amongst a total of 56 ministries and departments participating in the government e-marketplace, holding the top position in both order value and order quantity. Since its inception, the ministry has contributed significantly to the gross merchandise value of GEM, which has reached an impressive over 73,000 crore rupees as of the 12th of September. The Defence Ministry said in the current financial year, the procurement through GEM has already reached an impressive over 18,700 crore rupees. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that the strategic relationship between India and the United States has never been more dynamic. Speaking days after India successfully hosted the G20 summit in New Delhi, Mr. Blinken said both India and the U.S. will benefit from several collaborations they have gotten into. He said in his remarks at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies in Washington that the partnership has never been more dynamic as both the countries team up on everything from advanced semiconductors to defense cooperation. The domestic benchmark indices ended marginally higher in a volatile session today. The BSE Sensex finished above the 67,500 level, whereas the NSE Nifty closed above the 20,100 level. A report from the business desk.
The BSE Sensex rose 52 points to finish at 67,519. The NSE Nifty also advanced 33 points to settle at 20,103. In the forex market, the rupee today closed at 83 rupees and 4 paise against the US dollar. And in intraday trade, Brent crude was trading at $93.04 per barrel. This is Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
Hindi Divas is being celebrated across the country today. It was on this day in 1949 that the Constituent Assembly adopted Hindi, written in Devanagari script, as the official language of the country. Today, Hindi is one of the most widely spoken languages in the world and the first language of more than 520 million people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur conveyed best wishes on the occasion. The month-long celebration of Hindi Divas commenced at the Prasar Bharati Secretariat in New Delhi today. During the inaugural ceremony, Prasar Bharati Chief Executive Officer Gaurav Dwivedi encouraged the use of simplified Hindi for better understanding and wider outreach.
यदि इस भाषा को राष्ट्रभाषा का दर्जा दिया गया है तो इसको इतना सहज बनाना चाहिए कि सभी लोग उसको समझ सकें और उसका उपयोग कर सकें. कई बार हम लोग अपने दैनिक कार्य में जब हिंदी में काम करना शुरू करते हैं तो इतनी कठिन भाषा को उपयोग करते हैं कि समझ में भी आना मुश्किल हो जाता है. जबकि जो लोक साहित्य है या इवन जो बॉलीवुड है उसके माध्यम से संभवतः इसका प्रचार कहीं ज्यादा हुआ है.
In Asia Cup Cricket ODI, Pakistan were 238 for 5 in 40.2 overs against Sri Lanka in the rain-curtailed Super 4 clash in Colombo when reports last came in. The match has been further reduced to 42 overs per side. Earlier the match was reduced to 45 overs after rain delayed the start of the match. Pakistan captain Babar Azam won the toss and opted to bat. With Bangladesh already out of the race, the winner of this match will face India in the final match to be played on Sunday. Meanwhile, India will be next seen in action tomorrow against Bangladesh in the last Super 4 match. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches railway projects worth more than 6,400 crore rupees at Raigarh in Chhattisgarh. Supreme Court to come under National Judicial Data Grid platform for tracking of pending cases. Centre reduces stock limit of wheat from 3,000 to 2,000 metric ton for wholesalers and big chain retailers. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says strategic relationship between India and the U.S. has never been more dynamic. and an Asia Cup cricket crucial Super 4 match between Pakistan and Sri Lanka underway in Colombo. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.